Now, how could you implement an encoder for such a system? The watermark is, first the watermark is, that's the information you want to put, embed into the audio, is coded using error correction coding in order to avoid errors on the channel or the transmission medium, but also in order to be robust against attacks by the pirate. Then this code is modulated by a carrier frequency and a pseudo-random key, as showed in the last slide. As a consequence, the data spectrum now is spread over the whole available frequency range due to the fact that the pseudo-random frequency, the pseudo-random sequence, of course, has a very large spread in frequency. Then the obtained spread data sequence is attenuated and added as noise to the original audio data, and that's now the watermarked audio signal. And if you want to decode the signal back again and get the watermark out of your audio signal, the following parameters have to be known at the receiver's end. It's the rate of the key, so how many bits per second is in the key, the overall data rate, the carrier frequency, and the data interval. And the key stream for the encoding has to be known at the receiver's end. And binary shift keying, a modulation technique used quite a lot in communications today, allows now to decode the coded binary string, which means the watermark. So, in order to come to the conclusion, I very briefly showed you some watermarking methods in the time domain, in the frequency domain. There are a lot of others. There are subband technologies, transform technologies. All methods have their limitations. There is no method so far which is completely robust against any attack. But also keep in mind that changing a signal to some extent means also changing the content of the audio. If you take a Picasso and you modify it into a Modigliani, basically it's no more the same picture. And there are limits to what watermarks really can prevent in terms of piracy. As in cryptography, it is the goal to give the pirates a very hard time finding and removing and altering the watermark. And, of course, pirates normally will not likely spend more time and money for removing the watermark rather than for the recording of the very same piece of audio. So, the conclusion at certainly further research on new watermarking schemes, especially very simple watermarking schemes, have to be established, and I'm sure that within a couple of years we will see several algorithms doing a very good job on watermarking. Thanks for your attention.